Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I am a Johnny.
And this is Anime Casuals. Today, we are doing our casual discussion on an anime called Chilling in My 30s After Getting Fired from the Demon King's Army. Demon King's Army. And honestly, it's thanks to Johnny here that we're watching it. So, congratulations, Johnny. We're all proud of you today. So last week was Buddy Daddies. Today we're doing Chilling in My 30s. And honestly, like, initial impressions before watching it, because I always like to, anybody who likes to like go, I'm gonna watch a minute of a video and then immediately gather like what I need from this. I like to do that for people out there. And real quick, Johnny, why should people watch this?
You know, at first glance, this feels like a very ordinary, I want to call it isekai, but it's not. I don't know what this genre is, but, you know, just person being fired from the Demon Lord's army and becoming very ordinary.
Yeah.
Or something like that, or from the hero's party. It feels very simple, and honestly, I don't know, maybe that's the biggest thing, the biggest appeal. I don't really know how to word it, but its simplicity and just kind of back to basic roots is just nice, and something about it is just really appealing. Because it doesn't shy away from just being obvious, but then it's still got little itty pieces in there that still put it apart. So, I mean, it's very, I guess to put it really simply, it's very familiar as an anime, but it's also got a few things that make it unique, which is nice. I mean, I was just glad it wasn't a complete, you know, copy of like five other anime that I've seen. So, I don't know. I think that's why it's probably worth watching. Without, you know, being too specific there, even though we are going to go into that in different parts of the anime.
And I would agree. I have caught up to, I'm watching episode 11 currently, and this isn't really, we don't need to do like spoilers or massive like things with it, because the last couple episodes were some massive spoilers that could be for the series.
Yeah, some big stuff.
I would say if you want to watch something with a little bit of edge to it, just a slight edge, an interesting world, and a real feel-good anime, that I think the main cores are, it doesn't matter who we are, it doesn't matter what our race is, let's just get along. There's no reason for ever killing, I think is like the core themes of this anime. And honestly, the way that it goes about it is actually very kind. Yeah, and I think that's, without like going on to a 10-minute tirade about it, that's why I, besides watching it for this show, that's why I actually watched the first episode. And I think, I don't remember if I watched it with you, but it was very much a, oh, this seems kind of out of nowhere. What an interesting just fantasy title. And then you start watching it, and I was like, also, we're in our 30s. So I was like, let's watch something about us. And it very much was like that, kind of like in your 30s, as you learn from your 20s and you're a little bit more experienced going out in the world. And that's kind of what this guy brings to everywhere he goes to. Mm-hmm. As he's like, I'm just a little more experienced. I've kind of lived a life. And now I'm here to kind of pass out that easy wisdom I've pulled. And I think that's really, really fun. So, yeah, I think those are some really good reasons to watch it. Otherwise, I want to get into a little bit of the nitty gritty, and this dude in the first episode gets destroyed. Like, his self-esteem must have dropped from 100 to zero, because we learn basically that, like, he's a human that's been adopted into like a demon race, and his demon daddy's taking care of him. We learn that demons, the only thing between humans and demons, that demons can use magic, mm-hmm. and then humans have aura. Which also, I'm like, you're both humans. You're both humans that have this ability. But yeah, anyways, and then they're at war because somebody killed somebody in the past and now everybody's mad about it.
Yeah, because they have to be at war.
Yeah, exactly. So our man Dario, that guy, 100% king. And almost immediately he gets picked up by this girl named Marika. And she and her dad, the mayor of the town of Lux Village, kind of take him in. And that's kind of the intro to it. What are some things that like kept you watching, Johnny?
What kept me watching? I don't know. I thought the premise of it, you know, him working for a demon demon generals and kind of thing. And I just thought it was an interesting premise of how he's fired. Now what's he going to do?
Yeah.
And, you know, even given the title, just chilling in my 30s, I was like, what does that mean? Where is he going to go? Is he just going to be a wandering knight kind of thing? So I just wasn't sure where it was going to lead. But, you know, yeah, like you said, he gets found by this village and, you know, he really tries to bring all of his specialties that he had for the demon army, which is actually a lot of practical things. I mean, that's what we learn about it. Dariel is really what keeps the entire demon army together.
Yeah.
Without going too specific, he does all the things, like payments, like just checking on minors and other, like,
he's a fantastic aide.
Yes, he runs everything.
Yeah.
So when he gets fired, I mean, nobody realizes the weight of that. Until you start figuring that out. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very heavy.
Yeah. And I think watching it consistently, it's really nice to see. He's kind of OP. You find out he's OP, like, physically. But it's nice to see he's also OP in other things that matter. You know, about, like, interactions with other people. He's very strong in that. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows how to talk people down and talk with people and be friendly with people. Kind of a know-everybody type of person. Make connections. And he is kind of one of those highlight characters that you love to watch his interaction with others rather than just him by himself. This show kind of skews a little bit away from the OP character. I kind of wish he wasn't as OP as he was. But, you know, whatever. It kind of makes sense in the show's
lore. Well, I'm glad they at least made sense of it later on. Because, yeah, he does just seem really OP. Like, in the Demon Army, he was kind of, just ability-wise and strength-wise, he was kind of dirt.
Yeah.
Like, nobody really cared about him. He's like, you can't do anything. Compared to, like, humans, he's actually pretty awesome, and he can take over whatever. And it turns out, you know, with, you know, a lot of different anime, like, oh, your attribute is fire, or it's, like, swords or whatever. He just has all of it.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a jack-of-all-trades. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you can use everything. Pierce, you know, slash, hit, whatever. I don't know. They kind of give him weird names, too, but yeah.
Guard. Yeah, and I think that's the kind of balance with this character, and I kind of think that's why the anime is fun to watch, but it's not like a AAA anime. It's kind of a hard B anime to get into, enjoy, but I doubt it would get a second or third season. Like, it kind of seems like it, like, it's gonna tell its story in one season.
Yeah, it definitely seems like a one season, then you're done.
But I do really appreciate that the possible romantic interest of Marika, because within an episode or two, she's, like, obsessed with him. She's so strong. Like, incredibly gifted physically. You know, our boy Dariel is obsessed with some opi. but I like that she's not just like, oh, I'm the love interest, so I just gotta look prim and proper. It's like, no, she's out here cracking ribs, you know, breaking our man, Dariel, and causing him to have concussive head wounds, which he doesn't get when he's battling. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that's really funny to me, that the most damage he gets throughout the series is from her.
Yeah, she is absurdly strong. And so far, I mean, there's only 11 episodes out right now, but they haven't explained why. And it's so great, because even I will spoil one thing. I don't know if it matters too much right now, but there's a part in the opener, which is, I've never understood it, and it's right towards the end where you see, I don't remember her name, but I mean, if you're just watching the opener, it's the chick who's sitting on the dude, and then you see Malika and, you know, her opi just, like, approaching in the background, and the scene just gets dark, and I never understood why, but then I finally realized, and it's because she is terrified of her.
Yeah.
It's just, it was a nice little opening thing. I was like, whoa, what's going on? Why is she getting so angry? But no, she's just terrified.
Zeviantes?
It always kind of, yeah.
Zeviantes and what?
She just, that always, like,
Rizet?
Just got me. Ever since I saw that, she's like, I can't believe you left me with that monster.
Yeah.
Because she's so strong. She can take on demon generals, you know, heroes, whatever.
Another tiny spoiler, but she literally pulls a cork on a bottle of wine and shoots it through a house wall. So I'm like, she's kind of crazy. Beyond other characters that are in it, I think the surrounding cast who Dariel meets is really exciting and fun. Just a couple of cons to throw out there. I think they burn, and this coming from someone at episode 11, and you've watched episode 11, they burn very quickly through a lot of story details that I feel like if this was going to be a longer anime, they would have done a slower burn on them.
Oh, sure. They definitely could have expanded it and be like, oh, now you're dealing with this one general for this season.
Yeah, exactly.
Then the next general season, but, whatever. But
and I can see like why like maybe this isn't people's like favorite anime, because it's very much like he meets somebody, they're hostile for like maybe 5 minutes, and then they go, "Oh, let's be friends." And it, you know, I think that's what the anime's about. It's about like making friends with people and being okay. And it's really, it is pretty. There's really good animation in it. The way they show off the item, the armor, or the material Mithril, I think is very interesting. Like in regular fantasy, Mithril is like really strong and soft, or like really strong and light. Yeah, or it's really malleable and it can be turned into anything. But in this, it helps channel aura and magic and kind of can be turned into anything. There's like a, there's a character in it who basically says it's already predetermined to be something. You just have to, you know, smack it the correct way with a hammer and it'll turn into that thing. So I do appreciate all the world building elements, but it just feels very quick, very, you know, quick burn. And it's going to be a one season or two season type of thing. I would definitely give it a couple episodes to watch. And then if you don't like it, probably pull the pin and, you know, pull the chute and get out of there, because it's very straightforward. I don't think you're getting more. I don't know, Johnny, do you feel like you get more the like more you watch it, or the first couple of episodes you already know what you're gonna get into?
I don't know, if you're like really seasoned and you want to say that you're more than an anime casual, I guess you could probably be like, this is so predictable, I don't need to watch this. But I don't know, it's the little details, I guess, that I watch it for. Like, I mean, I know there's a lot of people that are gonna be like, fan service, gross, I don't want that. But I don't know, it just, it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh just seeing, because, you know, typically we have the girl walks in, boing, okay, no one makes a thing about it. But every time Dario's there, it shows up in his pupils, little tiny images of her. And I just think that's so funny.
It's very funny.
And then even like his son, because there is a time skip, you know, you don't know what his son is going to do, but he's exactly like him.
Yeah.
And they even have a moment like, well, that's definitely my son.
He does like boobs a lot. So, yeah.
So I mean, the fan service, I think, is just kind of nice. It's not over the top or anything. I mean, as far as other things, yeah, I would agree. Some of the topics are pretty short. And, you know, there's a lot of cool public relations parts, you know, like rescuing them. Not really, I guess, rescuing the Mithril mine and being able to use it. And, you know, just seeing all the different parts of how the demon army is really super dependent on Dario. And it all happens pretty quickly. You know, suddenly, like, some top players of the demon army are just hanging out in his village. And you're like, oh.
Very quickly.
Okay. I mean, that's super awesome that we're all super chill with this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I guess at that point, he does become the mayor, so everybody trusts him. I mean, he's literally brought this dying town back to life.
Yeah.
So.
In fact, brought the demon and the human army is, like, kind of to an impasse. And here's my biggest question, as somebody who's not finished it. Mm-hmm. What the heck is the Demon King all about? And I don't want to go like on too much further, but like the Demon King is the most mystical character that exists, because it just feels like the Demon King doesn't care.
I agree. And that's actually another reason why I do like the show, because two things we've seen from the Demon King that I can recall are he has a talk with the head of the four generals who fired Dario. And he's like, hey, so you fired Dario. I don't think you should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's just very wise about it. And he comes across as just this kind of knowledgeable dude.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. And then we see him later on speaking to someone else. And he's just a giant fucking monster. It's ridiculous. And it's insane. And he looks terrible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and then he reveals, you know, like, I appear differently to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was just kind of a cool, interesting way to do it.
You know, yeah.
Because who knows what the Demon King actually looks like.
And to be fair, even when he was a giant monster, he was still like, yeah, I know, Dario's over here. You might want to go, like, go chat with him and stuff. You know, the other hero's there. You know, go relax. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, in a theory crafting moment, I was like, what if he just, like, planned everything? And he was like, this is the only way we can achieve peace. But he is immortal.
All wise.
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess let us know if you watch Chillin' in My 30s. How'd you like it? And maybe who your favorite character was. I gotta admit, one of the few times where I can say the main character is my favorite character, because he's
Main character is pretty great.
And I want him and Marika to go on an adventure together. That's all I want. Be like, hey, leave kid with grandpas, all three grandpas, and then like go out on an adventure together, because I want to see her show off her strength, because she's very deadly.
I would like to know about that, if she was like, yeah, she was supposed to be the hero, but she didn't want to.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be crazy. Absurd.
Love all the weird names. Like, there's a lot of Barsha Barza, you know, just mixing up of like Brushi Baza, Buzuba. I don't know. I'm just jibber jabbing at this point, but the names are fun. But yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah, I have one call out for this show. And it might be my favorite call out that they have done, and I've got to. They do a call out to an herb in the very beginning that he has to go find, and the name of the herb is Hurts Beyond B, and it's Hurts Beyond Belief. That's the name of the herb.
Beyond Belief.
The Hurts Beyond Belief. I'm just like. That's amazing.
I remember that now. That was a solid name for a
plan. It was very solid. So anyways, thank you, everybody. Like, review, subscribe. Get our name out there if you can. We just appreciate any viewership or anybody who's still sticking with us after the many changes we've gone through and struggles with our schedule. You can contact us at animecasualsreal, R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. Otherwise, keep
it casual.
There it is. Nope.